Welcome to episode 1434 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
Because I am your God and your Savior, do not covet your neighbor's house or his wife. Do not long for his male or female servants, his oxen, his donkeys, or anything else that belongs to him. Guard your heart against the restless desire to possess what is not yours.
We live in a culture unlike any in history. We live in a culture deliberately designed to make us covet. Advertising is a $600 billion industry. The entire purpose of advertising is to create desire. Advertising exists to make you want what you do not have. It exists to make you dissatisfied with what you have, so you will buy something else. Social media shows you curated versions of other people's lives. People post their best moments, their achievements, their possessions, their experiences. Social media creates the impression that everyone else is living a better life than you. The result is a culture of constant wanting. The result is coveting amplified on a scale previous generations could not have imagined. 1 Timothy 6, verse 10.
For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
In Paul's time, the love of money was already a problem. But in our time, the love of money has been industrialized, systematized. The love of money is being actively manufactured and sold to us. Advertising does not primarily inform. It manipulates, creates need where none existed. Consider the history of mouthwash. In the early 20th century, bad breath was simply a normal, minor human reality that no one spent money trying to fix. To sell Listerine, which was originally invented as a surgical antiseptic, advertisers dug up an obscure Latin medical term, halitosis. They launched aggressive campaigns, framing bad breath not as a normal occurrence, but as a deeply shameful social defect that would ruin your career and your love life. The campaign worked. By manufacturing a brand new social anxiety, an entire multi-billion dollar market was created. Consumers began to anxiously purchase a product they previously had no idea they needed, because they were convinced they were socially inadequate without it. This is how advertising works. It identifies insecurity or creates insecurity. It suggests that a product will solve the insecurity. Advertising makes you covet the product. Consider the meteoric rise of the bottled water industry. For generations, drinking water was viewed as a basic, free utility available from any tap. However, in the late 20th century, beverage companies launched massive marketing campaigns designed to make consumers fearful of tap water, subtly suggesting it was impure, low-class, or unsafe. They framed premium bottled water as a status symbol of health, purity, and success. The strategy worked flawlessly. By creating a psychological sense of lack around a free resource, a massive global market was born. People now routinely purchase and crave packaged water that they do not actually need, simply because advertising convinced them that normal tap water is inherently inadequate. A beer company does not sell beer. It sells the fantasy of friendship, attractiveness, and belonging. The company makes you covet the lifestyle, then suggests that buying their beer will give you that lifestyle. A clothing brand does not sell clothes. It sells status and identity. The brand makes you covet the status, then suggests that buying their clothes will give you that status. A technology company does not sell a phone. It sells the fantasy of being connected, being smart, being current. The company makes you covet these qualities, then suggests that buying their phone will give you these qualities. All of this is designed to create coveting. All of this is designed to make you dissatisfied with what you have. All of this is designed to make you want more. Social media has taken this amplification further. It allows constant comparison with curated versions of other people's lives. Research shows that heavy social media users experience higher rates of depression, anxiety, and body image dissatisfaction. Because constant comparison feeds coveting. You see your friend's vacation photos. You covet that vacation. You see an influencer's body. You covet that body. You see a colleague's promotion announcement. You covet that promotion. The comparison is endless. And importantly, you are not comparing yourself to reality. You are comparing yourself to a carefully curated highlight reel. You are comparing your full reality, including your struggles and failures, to someone else's best moments. This comparison is fundamentally dishonest, creates impossible standards, feeds coveting that cannot be satisfied because it is based on illusion. Comparison is the engine of coveting, and social media has made comparison constant and inescapable. The fundamental lie that advertising and social media promote is this: more will make you happy. If you just had a little more money, you would be happy. If you just had a slightly better body, you would be happy. If you just had the right clothes, the right car, the right vacation, the right relationship status, you would be happy. But this is false. The research is clear. Beyond a certain point of having your basic needs met, additional possessions do not increase happiness. Additional status does not increase happiness. Additional consumption does not increase happiness. Yet we live as if this were true. We spend money we do not have, accumulate possessions we do not need, pursue status and experiences that do not ultimately satisfy. A study by researchers at Princeton found that beyond an annual income of about $75,000, additional income produces minimal increases in happiness. Beyond that point, more money does not make you significantly happier. Yet people continue to pursue more money, continue to covet higher salaries, bigger houses, more possessions, even though research shows these things will not make them happier. This is the illusion of our culture. This is the lie we are sold repeatedly. More will satisfy you. More will make you whole. More will make you happy. But it is false. What is the cost of living in a culture of constant wanting? First, there is financial cost. Americans carry over $1 trillion in consumer debt. Much of this debt is driven by coveting, by wanting what others have, believing that purchasing will solve internal emptiness. Second, there is psychological cost. The constant comparison, the constant sense of lacking, the constant feeling of falling short, this produces anxiety and depression. Third, there is relational cost. When you are focused on what you do not have, you cannot appreciate what you do have. When you are comparing yourself to others, you cannot celebrate their success. When you are coveting, you cannot be present in your relationships. Fourth, there is spiritual cost. Coveting is idolatry. When you covet, when you believe possessions and status will satisfy you, when you organize your life around having more, you are worshiping false gods. You are serving money instead of serving God. What are you coveting because of what you see on social media? What do you think you need to purchase to be happy? Where is advertising convincing you that you are lacking? Where do you need to refuse the culture's message and choose contentment instead? Notice advertising. Really notice it. Notice when you see an ad and feel desire arise. Notice the lie it is selling you. Limit social media. Notice how you feel when you use it. Notice the comparison that arises. Consider taking a break. Practice contentment with what you have. Wear clothes you already own. Use products you already have. Enjoy experiences that cost nothing. We live in a culture of constant wanting. We live in a culture designed to amplify coveting. But the 10th commandment calls us to resist. The commandment calls us to understand that happiness does not come from more. The commandment calls us to refuse the lies we are sold, calls us to find satisfaction in what God has given. This is countercultural. This is difficult. But this is the path to actual peace. Father, help us see through cultural lies and recognize when we are being manipulated into coveting. Help us refuse the message that more brings happiness, limit our comparison, and be satisfied with what we have. Teach us to serve you instead of money, becoming genuinely content people who have resisted constant wanting and found true peace. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.